Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have Dr. Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, joining us on the line now. Lawrence, it is so nice to have a chance to talk to you again.
Good morning, Elise, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so the numbers today were a little bit surprising to me. I did not think that we would drop from over 10% to just over 8%. Were they surprising to you as well?
Well, we are making steady progress on the job front. So we lost 20 million jobs during the strictest time of the lockdown back in March, April period. So lost 20, now we have gained 10 million jobs. So we have another 10 million to go. The 8.4% unemployment rate still way above a normal condition. So more work needs to be done.
So one of the things that's confusing to me, and I think to my listeners as well, is the idea that the continuing claims number is still over 13 million. And yet, when you add in all the people who are contractors and self-employed claiming the PUA, that adds another huge number on top of this. Maybe we could talk a little bit about those numbers and how they play into sort of the official unemployment and then the U6, and maybe start there.
There is a different measurement of unemployment rate. So only people who are in the labor force are counted as unemployed if they are looking and cannot find a job. So anyone who is discouraged, meaning that they know that job market is tough for their particular profession, so they're not even looking. So they're not counted as well. And many of the independent contractors who may have only part-time income because the full-time income is not available at the moment, so they will be counted as employed even though they are being only half utilized. So in the current pandemic phase, one has to read all the numbers with a grain of salt. And furthermore, there is roughly 1 million census enumerators out working, meaning that people are taking census. Are you living in the residence? So there is also this additional government employment currently in the marketplace.
How many people did you say are taking the census? 1 million people?
There is over 1 million people, not necessarily out on the street, but, you know, people who are hired to process the numbers. So it's roughly about 1 million additional people working because we are in the decennial census. And then this job goes away. So this are temporary employment for 1 year time period.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see how that and the contact tracers and all that play in. So one bright spot, let's turn to real estate, because as the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, I know that this is something you know a little bit about. So one of the bright spots in the unemployment numbers seem to be the number of people who are coming back working in the housing trades, building, painting, all the things that go into building a new home. That number seemed to be big, and it's a good thing, right? Because we're in kind of a housing shortage still.
Absolutely. The employment growth of roughly 30,000 in the past month in the construction related to home building, whether people are working in the trade skills or actual building of the home. So there was a growth there. And also the growth in the retail shop that specialize in gardening, as you know, like Home Depot and elsewhere. So the job growth is also rising there. So anything related to housing, the jobs are coming around. So that's a good thing because going into the future, we clearly need to build more homes. One constraining factor for housing market activity right now is lack of inventory. So we do need to build more homes, which means that there should be a plenty of construction jobs available for building homes all the way for the next 12 to 24 months.
But commercial real estate, not doing so great right now. I know in downtown Chicago, as I was walking to the station today, there are a lot of shops that are boarded up and a lot of shops that seem to have permanently closed, restaurants, retail, it strikes me that when Sam Zell starts talking about commercial real estate and how we haven't hit the bottom yet, we should all be very, very worried. What are you thinking will happen? What's happening now, and what are you thinking will happen with commercial real estate?
Well, you know, commercial real estate saw a job decline, one of the few industries to actually lose job in the latest month. It's indicating that it's a tough struggle out in the commercial real estate. The office, for most companies, they're holding on to the office space, even though people may not actually be visiting offices. But they are anticipating maybe once the vaccine is discovered that some flow of workers will come back to office. But the retail sector has been decimated. And furthermore, if the work-from-home flexibility is permitted for a wider number of workers going into the future, even after the vaccine discovery, because workers, especially office workers who have been working from home, demonstrated that they can be equally productive, if not more. So if this is the trend, you may begin to see more commercial real estate activity out in the suburbs and much less so in downtown centers.
That's so interesting because it's, of course, the complete reversal to what was happening with millennials wanting to live in the city, have a diverse environment, wanting to be walk distance to restaurants and lifestyle things. And now they've literally since February, well, I should say since March 18th, have been heading for the hills, suburbs, far suburbs, and now rural. And we're seeing what was originally, I mean, I think we all were like, anecdotally, this is what we're hearing. I think the data now shows that there's just been this 180 of opinion of people not wanting to live in cities, not wanting to live in condos.
People need larger spaces. So if they're going to work from home, that two-bedroom housing unit, condominium, apartment is just insufficient. They need that third bedroom to turn it into an office space. So I think that is driving some of the demand. And affordable houses are further away from downtown centers. I think that is also a driver. And the, as you mentioned correctly, that prior to the pandemic, all across America, specifically in Chicago, downtown revival, people wanted to live close to entertainment centers, go to the ball game, and then go to the restaurant, wake up next morning, go to the coffee shop. All that activity appears to be now coming to an end just because of the different housing need as more people are permitted to work from home.
Are you thinking, because I'm also talking to companies that in a former era, say pre-February, were very committed to their downtown office space. But now I hear from nonprofits, I hear from for-profit loan companies, I hear from even healthcare companies, they're figuring out how to work from home. Zoom is their friend, as evidenced by the 400% growth last quarter in their money, their income. But there's talking about really renegotiating leases and emptying out those commercial office centers. Do you think that they will want to move to suburban office centers, or do you think they're just going to want to move to rural communities and work from home from wherever?
It's unclear. I mean, we are still in the early phase, and we know that vaccine will be found, whether later this year or early next year. But work from home productivity, just using a mortgage origination as an example, people who have been in the industry, they're working from home, they are able to do that job equally productive as before. So if that is the case, many companies can actually save costs, not having to pay the office rent, and permit more flexibility. Whether or not they will begin to open up satellite offices out in the suburbs, that remains to be seen. But one clear trend is some of the restaurants, say, that cater to lunch crowd in downtown, is going to be a long road to recovery as people stay in the suburbs. But it also opens up opportunity for maybe opening up a sandwich shop out in the suburbs, knowing that, you know, that there are many people out in the suburbs and they want to take a little break, go out and pick up a sandwich.
Well, that would be good to have a few more options out there and a couple of more bars and maybe some different kinds of restaurants as well. That would be nice. There's some new reports out that some smaller cities across the country are starting to perk up as possible lifestyle destinations. And I'm seeing that there are some communities sort of, again, out in this sort of near rural area. What are you seeing? Just, we have a minute left, Lawrence, but what would you say are some communities outside of Chicago that we might see some growth in?
The housing market is, I would characterize as being hot, but the concern area is the very expensive markets. I think San Francisco will see some price declines. New York City will see price decline, but the benefit is occurring as people are going into smaller, more affordable cities. So in the Illinois area, maybe it's the outlying areas. Maybe people are willing to even travel all the way to Rockford, maybe the Indiana suburbs or Peoria, knowing that they don't have to come to Chicago downtown every single day. So I think that we will begin to see a more demand for affordable homes, larger size homes in smaller communities.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how people are able to move out, and as long as they've got high-speed Wi-Fi, live and work from almost anywhere. Dr. Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me on the show.